请我们先读几书圣经。
Let's read a few Bible passages together.
哥林多后书八章第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
哥林多前书十五章第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10.
然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩不是徒然的，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这远不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace toward me did not prove vain, but I labor even more than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God with me.
哥林多后书一章十二节。
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 12.
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩典。
For by our proud confidence is this the testimony of our conscience, that in holiness and godly sincerity, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world.
哥林多后书十二章十二章第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9.
他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
And he has said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me.
希伯来书四章十六节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16.
所以我们是把坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前，我要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Therefore let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
好，我们讲过两次的荣耀，也讲过一次的恩典。
We have talked about the glory, twice, and, about, grace, once.
今天我们第二次讲到恩典。
This is, the second time we talk about, grace.
讲恩典更深的意义。
A deeper meaning of, grace.
更伟大的经历。
The greater experience of grace.
哥林多后书八章第九节， 保罗说到耶稣基督的恩典。
In 2 Corinthians 8:9, Paul talked about the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是很伟大的一首圣经。
This is a very great verse.
他说我们知道我们救主耶稣基督的恩典。
And he said, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他本为富足，为我们，为你们成了贫穷。
Though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor.
叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
So that you, through his poverty, might become rich.
保罗说我们主耶稣基督的恩典。
Paul talks about, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是一处很伟大的圣经。
And this is a great, verse.
我们先讲上半节。
We talk about the first half of this verse.
我们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典。
We know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主的恩典怎样呢？
And how is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ?
本为富足，却为你们成了贫穷。
That though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor.
主的富足是我们不能想象的富足。
The richness of our Lord is not something that we can imagine.
却为我们成了贫穷，主的贫穷也是我们不能想象的贫穷。
And for our sake, he became poor, but his poverty is not what we can imagine either.
主在道生肉身以前，
Before the word became flesh,
主在荣耀的里面，
And the Lord was in the glory.
他就是神。
And he is God.
神当然是最富足的神。
And of course, God is the richest God.
神的富足也是我们很难想象的富足。
And God's richness is not something we can imagine.
两面来看主的富，神的富足。
And we can see the richness of God from two sides.
一是本性的富足。
One is the richness in his nature.
第二他所做的富足。
And secondly, in what he has done in his deed.
他本性的富足，神是无所不有的神。
And God is Almighty.
神的富足，我们很难想象的。
We cannot imagine His richness.
我们讲里面最重要的两件事。
We will talk about the two most important things.
第一，神的荣耀。
And first is His glory.
第二，神的能力。
And second, his power.
神在荣耀的里面，他自己就是荣耀。
And in his glory, he is the glory.
神是无所不能的神。
And God is also almighty.
所以他第二特点，他的能力。
And second, in his power, his might.
有一天，神成了肉身了，来成为耶稣基督了。
And one day, God became a flesh, which is the Lord Jesus Christ.
他把神性的富足都撇下了。
And he left behind all the richness in his nature.
他把他的富足撇下了。
And he left behind his richness.
他把他的能力撇下了。
And left behind his power.
他成了人中间最卑微的人。
And he became the most humble person.
我们世人在地上，最少我们都有保护自己的权利。
And we living in this world, we have the capability to protect ourselves.
而主来到地上，他把保护自己的权利都撇下了。
And when the Lord came to this world, he left behind the power to protect himself.
接受所有的人给他的羞辱。
And he accepted all the mocking from people.
也接受仇敌攻击他的，他忍受一切痛苦。
And he endured all the sufferings from the enemies.
他把他所有的撇下了。
And he gave up all things.
而他的荣耀，他的能力，他撇下了。
And he left behind his glory and his power.
而把他的荣耀能力给了教会了。
And he gave his glory and the power to the church.
今天教会在地上就是彰显主的荣耀，彰显主的能力。
So the church in this world can manifest his glory and his power.
主来到地上，他本是丰富。
And he was rich.
却为我们成了贫穷。
But for our sake, he became poor.
他也贫穷，也是我们很难想象的贫穷。
And his poverty is not something that we can imagine.
主在地上从来不带钱。
He never brought money with him.
他把一切所有所有的都撇下了。
And he gave up, left behind all he had.
就是法利赛人特别给他说。那个钱上面的号是谁的号
？And so those Pharisees asked him, whose image is on the coin on the?
主说你拿一块钱给我看。
So the Lord asked him to give him a coin.
而主一个钱都不带。
And our Lord never brought any money with him.
把一切都撇下了。
Because he left behind everything.
但是现在下半节，叫我们因他的贫穷可以得到富足。
The second half of this verse, we through his poverty might become rich.
主把他一切都撇下。
The Lord left behind all things.
而教会从主的手中得到了主的一切。
And instead, the church gained everything from the Lord's hand.
这叫做我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
That's why we became rich because of his poverty.
主把他一切丰富都赏给教会。
And he gave all his richness to the church.
所以这是主很伟大的圣言，这叫恩典。
And this is the grace.
这叫做恩典。
And this is the grace.
他本为富足。
Though he was rich.
却为我们成了贫穷。
Yet for our sake he became poor.
叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
So that we through his poverty might become rich.
保罗说了一句话。成为所有基督徒生活的准则。
And Paul says something become the standard of all the Christians.
这是全世界基督徒生活的准则。
The principles of all the Christians in the world.
我们的良心可以做见证。
And our conscience can testify.
凭着神的诚实。和荣耀来说话。
And according to his truth and glory.
在世为人。
How we conducted ourselves in this world.
不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩典。
And not according to our own intelligence, but only the grace of God.
这句话成了我们生活的准则。
And this become the principle of our life.
不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩典。
Not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God.
举个比方嘛，我们美国每个人都开车。
Here in the United States, everybody drives.
每天都开车。
And we drive every day.
那有的弟兄们开车技术非常好。
And someone can drive really well.
有的技术差一点。
and someone may not have the good skill.
开车开得非常好的人就一定不出问题吗？
But can you guarantee that for someone that drives well, they'll never encounter any problem?
完全不一定。
And we cannot be sure of that.
你不撞人，人会撞你的。
Even though if you don't hit someone else, that person may hit you.
我自己开车开了几十年。
I've been driving for decades.
就两次被人撞。
I have two experiences got hit, that I was hit by someone else.
有一次我从绿灯过去。
One time I passed through a green light.
那我直接过去那个肯定路上那就开车的人看见红灯了。
And on the other on the other side, there was someone saw the red light.
一个年轻人他撞红灯。
And a young man ran the red light.
而且开得那么快。
And in a very high speed.
根本来不及躲他的。
And no one can avoid him at that point.
他从我驾驶的位置撞进来的。
And he ran to my car from the driver's side.
把我挤到那边去了。
I was pushed to the passenger side.
整个车子也撞毁了。
And the car was totaled, that was badly damaged.
警察来了。
When the police came,
他把事情处理完了。
After he dealt with the situation,
现在我带你去医院。
And the police told me, let me bring you to the hospital.
我说我没有受伤，为什么去医院？
I told him, I'm not hurt, so why do I need to go to the hospital?
他说你不可能不受伤的。
And he said, it's impossible that you are not hurt at all.
车子刚听说的都已经全部坏了。
Even though the car is made of steel, it's completely damaged.
那你这个人比钢铁还硬吗？
Are you stronger than the metal?
我说我不受伤是事实。
I told him I'm not hurt and it is a fact.
警察说我的责任带你去医院。
The police said that it is my responsibility to take you to the hospital.
那我只能坐他的车去医院了。
So then I obeyed. So I
医生听说有经过。
After the doctor heard situation,
他也说不受伤是不可能的。
Even the doctor said it's impossible that you are not hurt at all.
好了，我说医生，你检查吧，我是觉得我没有受伤。
So I told the doctor, okay, do a checkup to prove that I'm not hurt.
他检查了八个小时。
And he spent 8 hours.
最后他说那不可能的事在你这可能就真的没有受伤了。
And in the end, he agreed that something impossible happened on you, that you are not hurt at all.
车子撞坏了你这个人一点都不受伤啊。
The car was badly damaged, but you are completely okay.
我说我是基督徒。
I told him I'm a Christian.
他说基督徒也会受伤啊。
And he said even Christians got hurt sometimes.
那没什么好讲的，我回来了就是了。
And he was speechless. Then I returned home.
所以我们的开车，天天开车，不靠人的，只靠主的恩典，不靠人的聪明。
So that's why even when we are driving, we are not relying on the fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God.
我知道英国是八个弟兄解释。
I know one thing from Brother Spark.
他的儿子每天开车去上班。
His son drove to work every day.
Spark 就每天跟他讲同样的话。
And Brother Spark told his son same thing every day.
就是这处圣经。
And it is from this verse.
在世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩典。
Not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world.
好，哥林多前后书，保罗讲说伟大的圣经，15章第10节。
And in 1 Corinthians 15:10, Paul says something great.
保罗说，我今日成了何等人？
Paul says, I am what I am.
乃是靠神的蒙神的恩典才成的。
By the grace of God.
我比众使徒格外的劳苦。
But I labored even more than all of them. Apostles. Paul used himself as an example.
我成了何等人，靠神的恩才成的。
By the grace of God, I am what I am.
保罗是个学尽当代学问的人。
And Paul is a highly educated man.
是个绝顶聪明的人。
And he's the most smart person.
而且他做事也能干。
And he's quite capable too.
就是那个时候他被仇敌得着了。
But he was obtained by the enemy.
所以他反对基督徒，也逼迫基督徒。
Persecuted the Christians.
到处捉拿基督徒。
And he captured Christians
everywhere. 逼迫基督徒就在耶路撒冷。
Other people persecuted the Christians in Jerusalem.
保罗是个彻底做事的人。
But Paul did even more.
他听见大马色福音工作非常兴旺。
When he heard the work of the Lord is was quite prosper in Damascus.
很多人得救。
Many people were saved.
他先从政府拿了文书。
So he obtained a document from the government.
他可以有权柄捉拿人。
And to have the authority to capture those Christians.
他把男男女女都下监。
And he put those men and women in prison.
而且他给他们上残忍的刑罚。
And used the most cruel punishment on them.
叫他们否认主。
And to make them deny the Lord.
这样的人有盼望吗？
And is this person has any hope?
他去大马色去捉拿基督徒。
And he went to Damascus to capture those Christians.
在半路上他遇见主了。
Halfway he met God.
以托生弟兄讲过一句话。
And Brother Watchman Nee said one thing.
主在大马色路上逮捕了保罗。
And the Lord captured Paul on his way to Damascus.
不仅逮捕保罗，把他整个改变了。
Not only captured him, but also changed him entirely.
他成为被主大用的神的仆人。
And he became the most useful servant of the Lord.
那个时候有很多伟大的使徒先知。
At that time, there were many great apostles and prophets.
没有一个能赶上保罗。
None of them are as good as Paul.
但是保罗他最忙碌的生活。
And that's the life of Paul.
这里说我比众使徒格外的劳苦。
And here he says he labored even more than all of the other apostles.
他也多次为主下监。
And he has been in a prison many times because of the Lord.
他也多次受鞭打。
And he was scourged many times.
保罗就在这许多痛苦的环境里面彰显主的最大的恩典。
And he manifested the greatest grace of the Lord.
他有一次说到他被鞭打。
And one time he mentioned how he was scourged.
这个鞭打的刑罚很残忍。
And the scourging was a very cruel punishment.
他说鞭打四十。
And he was whipped 40 times.
减去一下。
minus one.
我真是很佩服保罗。
I admired Paul very much.
假如我挨打了，我绝对不会去数的，他打了几下。
If I were him, I would not be able to count.
他说减掉一下。
But Paul said minus one.
他从来不漏掉一个感谢主恩典的机会。
He never missed the opportunity to give thanks to the Lord.
可能是减掉这一下太重要了。
Maybe this minus one is so important.
再打这一辈子可能把你打死了的呀。
Maybe if it's not minus one, then he could be killed.
或者叫保罗受更重的伤了。
Or maybe he will endure greater hurt.
所以他鞭打四十，解掉一下。
That's why he said that he was whipped 40 times, but minus one.
他讲他的生活的艰难。
And he talks about the sufferings in his life.
陆地的痛苦，海底的危险。
The suffering on land and also on the sea.
就鞭打的痛苦。
And the suffering, the pain of being
scourged.
And suffering of being put in the prison.
保罗的一生实在不容易过的。
And his whole life was never easy.
但是保罗受到主的恩典。
But Paul talked about the grace of God.
我今日成了何等人。
I am what I am.
是因梦神的恩典才成的。
And by the grace of God.
所以我比众使徒格外的劳苦。
So he labored even more than all the other apostles.
保罗讲的恩典的意义是什么？
And what's the meaning of grace in Paul's eyes?
主的恩典叫他忍受最劳苦的生活。
And it is because of the grace of God that he was able to endure all the sufferings.
叫他能够忍受被鞭打的痛苦。
And endure the sufferings from the scourging.
叫他忍受屡次下监的痛苦。
And the suffering of being put in the prison.
所以保罗说我成了何等人。
That's why Paul said, I am what I am.
梦想的恩典才成的。
By the grace of God.
我比众使徒格外的。
We can say the same thing. As Paul said,
主的恩典叫我们忍受我们不能忍受的痛苦。
We can endure the sufferings by the grace of God.
主的恩典叫我们每天可以劳碌的生活。
And we labor every day by the grace of God.
劳碌的侍奉。
And we serve diligently by the grace of God.
主的恩典在最不好的环境里面
and in the worst conditions
能够享受主最甜美的同在
we can enjoy the presence of the Lord by the grace of God
叫我们在最艰难的环境中一样彰显主的恩典
and we can manifest his grace even in the worst situation
一样活出主伟大的生命
We can live out the greatest life of the Lord.
就是说恩典真正的意义和经历。
And that's a true meaning and experience of grace.
到了哥林多后书十二章。
And in the Second Corinthians chapter 12.
保罗讲到恩典最好的经历。
And Paul talks about the greatest experience of grace.
主对保罗说，我的恩典够你用的。
The Lord said to Paul, My grace is sufficient for you.
因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
For power is perfected in weakness.
所以我夸我自己的软弱。
So I boast about my weaknesses.
叫主的能力可以复强了。
For when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
这是在伟大的圣经啊。
And this is such a great verse.
说恩典更深的意义了。
and talks about the deeper meaning of grace.
更恩典，更伟大的经历。
And the greater experience of grace.
主说，我的恩典够你用的。
The Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you.
天下有什么东西是够用的？
And what else could be sufficient
in this world? 没有东西可以说够用的。
We cannot say anything else could be sufficient.
特别是当我们经历不好的经历的时候。
Especially if we are encountering some difficult situations.
经历艰难的环境的时候。
In a tough situation.
艰难到一个时候，我们的能力够不上去了。
And in that situation, our own capability
is limited. 所以这是很有名的圣经。
That's why this is a very famous verse.
我的恩典够你用的。
My grace is sufficient for you.
只有主的恩典够用。
Only the Lord has enough grace.
在任何艰难的环境中，只有主的恩典够用。
In all difficult situations, only the Lord's grace is enough.
主说了句非常好的话。
And the Lord said something great.
我的能力在你的软弱上显得完全。
For power is perfected in weakness.
保罗说这个话之前，刚好有一个最大的经历。
And before Paul said this, he has a great experience.
被提到三层天。
He was brought up to the third heaven.
这是所有基督徒没有的经历。
And this is an experience none of other Christians had.
三层天，知道宇宙天，不知道三层天。
Today, human beings just only know the universe. They never know about the third heaven.
那神住在三层天。
But God dwells in the third heaven.
众天使都在三层天。
And all the angels are in the third
heaven. 三层天也有许多伟大的受造。
And there are other great creations.
像圣经记得麦基洗德，那就住在三层天来的。
For example, Melchizedek mentioned in the Bible, he dwells in the third heaven.
他不是人类。
He's not one of the human beings.
他是神另外一种创造。
He's a different creature.
但他比亚伯拉罕还尊贵。
But he's even more noble than Abraham.
亚伯拉罕向他献祭。
And Abraham offered the sacrifices to Melchizedek.
保罗被提到三层天。
But Paul was called up to the third heaven.
下到乐园，也去乐园。
And Paul was also called up into a paradise.
乐园是在阴间，主下阴间的时候所占领的地方。
And paradise is in Haiti, and that's a place the Lord occupied when he went down to Haiti.
我们圣徒们，当我们脱离这个身体的时候，就去乐园。
After we die, we will also go into the paradise.
保罗下到乐园。
And Paul was caught up into paradise.
没有第二个人有这样经历的。
Not a second. The Lord was afraid that Paul got such a great revelation.
放一个刺在他身上。
So Paul was given a thorn in the flesh.
那个刺指的什么？我们不知道。
We don't know what this thorn means.
叫保罗痛苦的他受不了。
But this make him suffer so much that he can hardly endure it.
三次求祷告主，叫主把那个刺去掉。
So Paul implored to the Lord three times that the thorn might leave.
主才说这个话。
And then the Lord said this.
主并没有把刺去掉。
The Lord did not remove the thorn.
我的恩典够你用的。
The Lord told him, My grace is sufficient for you.
这个刺叫保罗痛苦的受不了。
And Paul could hardly endure this thorn.
主是我的恩典够你用。
The Lord told him, My grace is sufficient for you.
我的能力在你的软弱上显得完全。
For power is perfected in weakness.
能力显在软弱。
Power is perfected in weakness.
三层天的经历都不能比啊。
And even the experience in the third heaven cannot compare.
最宝贵的经历啊。
And this is the most precious experience.
能力显于软弱。
The power is perfected in weakness.
有一个弟兄讲了一个很好的比喻。
And one brother gave a very good analogy.
他说一条船在水里面。
Just like a boat on the water.
水底下的礁石了。
If it scraped the bottom,
全不能过去了。
And the boat cannot. One is to remove those reefs.
第二，叫水加多了。
And two, the other option is to increase the water.
船能够在水里过去。
So the boat can pass those reefs.
这两个办法哪一样好呢？
And which one is the better solution?
礁石除掉不大可能的事。
It's impossible to remove the reefs.
礁石除水增加了。
But if the water can be increased,
船在水中过去了。
Then the boat will be able to pass those reefs by.
这是最好的办法。
And that's the best solution.
礁石的环境就像我们的礁石一样。保罗碰到礁石一样。
And the difficulty, difficult situations are just like those reefs.
主不改我们的环境。
The Lord will not change our situation.
不把我们的问题除掉。
And God will not remove the problems.
主把他自己的生命和能力增加了。
Instead, He will increase His life and the power in us.
叫我们在主的丰盛的生命里面从难处过去了。
So in his richness, in his abundance, we can deal with the situations.
这个比喻是非常好。
This is such good analogy.
主是我的恩典够你用的。
The Lord said, My grace is sufficient for you.
主不把软弱去掉。
The Lord will not remove, will not change the weakness.
增加主的同在，增加主的能力。
But His presence and His power will be increased.
叫保罗在主丰盛的生命里面过去。
So in the rich life of the Lord, Paul can deal with the situation.
这就是这首圣经所讲的经历。
And that's the experience mentioned in this verse.
经历。
And this is the greater experience of grace.
在我们也是一样的。
And same to us.
任何环境领导我们。
No matter what situation come to us.
主的恩典够用。
The grace of God is, the Lord is sufficient for us.
主的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
For His power is perfected in our weakness.
就我们有这么多的软弱。
Even though we have so many weaknesses.
能力显在软弱。
But power is perfected in weakness.
这是基督徒的见证。
And that's a testimony of all Christians.
主没有改动我们的环境。
The Lord did not change our situations.
主给我们更丰盛的生命。
But the Lord gives us a more abundant life.
更丰盛的能力。
And much more power.
叫基督徒能够经过一切的灾难。
So the Christians can pass all the difficulties.
彰显主的生命和能力。
And to manifest the life and the power of the Lord.
这才是恩典最伟大的意义。
And this is the greatest meaning of grace.
也是最伟大的经历。
And the greatest experience.
现在我们从希伯来书第四章再看说到主的恩典。
And then in Hebrews chapter 4, we look at the grace of God.
这书的恩典非常宝贵的圣经。
And this is a very precious verse regarding grace.
我们来到主的施恩宝座面前。
And let us draw near to the throne of grace.We may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
这随时的帮助，原文应该翻作季节的帮助。
Here, in time of help, in time of need, means the seasonal help.
在主的宝座，今天主的宝座，施恩的宝座。
And the throne of God is the throne of grace.
这是我们每一个神的儿女要非常深刻的认识。
We have, as children of God, we have understand this.
我们活的这个时代是恩典的时代。
The time we live in is the time of grace.
而主的宝座是恩的宝座。
And God's throne is the throne of grace.
是我们任何情形都来到主的施恩宝座面前。
No matter what circumstances, we can always come to His throne. Grace.
这种恩典做季节的帮助。
So we can, we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
什么叫季节的帮助？
And what is a seasonal help?
春夏秋冬，每个季节都不一样。
All four seasons are different.
而每一个季节的需要也不一样。
And we have a different need in every season.
我们到了施恩宝座面前。
When we come to the throne of grace.
主给我们的帮助，季节的帮助。
And the Lord will give us the seasonal help.
刚好要满足我们现在的需要。
And to satisfy our need at that time.
主的恩典叫我们能
All our need.
主的宝座称为施恩宝座。
And his throne is called the throne of grace.
这是我们神的儿女要非常深刻认识。
And as children of God, we have know this.
所以我们更深认识恩典的意义。
So we can know the deeper meaning of grace.
更大的经历恩典的经历。
And have greater experience of grace.
任何艰难的环境，主的恩典够用。
And No matter in what difficult situations, God's grace is enough for us.
主的能力显在我们的软弱上。
For power is perfected in weakness.
我们来到主的施恩宝座面前。
All we need is to come to the throne of grace.
得连续蒙恩惠做季节的帮助。
So that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
是我们神的儿女要认识恩典的意义。
So as children of God, we have to understand the meaning of grace.
认识恩典的经历。
And understand the experience of grace.
我们就能像保罗一样的说。
And then we can say the same thing as Paul did.
我今日成了何等人。
I am what I am.
是蒙神的恩典才成的。
By the grace of God.
所以我们在地上格外的劳苦。
So we labor in this world.
我 在最艰难生活里面享受主的最好的恩典。
In the most difficult situation, we get to enjoy the greatest grace of God.
我永远记得主的话，我的恩典够你使用。
We will always remember the verse, My grace is sufficient for you.
我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
For power is perfected in weakness.
好，今天我们的信息停在这里。
And this concludes our message today.